We can all agree that quality time is precious, and there's nothing I love more than connecting with someone over a home-cooked meal. But let's be honest, for most of us, finding time to plan meals and do shopping and cook from scratch can feel impossible most of the times, and that's where Gobble comes in. Gobble meal kits are quality time delivered, because unlike other meal kits that send you raw ingredients, all of the Gobble recipes feature pre-prepped ingredients and are designed to be ready in a fraction of the time. Each week, choose from their rotating menu of 18 plus gourmet meals you can mix and match from classic recipes, lean and clean, and vegetarian options, and Gobble will deliver right to your door. Plus, they have lunch options like salads and soups, breakfast kits, and even desserts. We recently made these Baja-style fish tacos, and Yoni and I could not get enough. They were so good and came together so fast. See what a difference Gobble will make for your household? Right now, they're offering my listeners a fantastic limited time deal. Get $120 off across four boxes, plus free shipping and free cookies. Go to gobble.com/thejuice. That's gobble.com/thejuice today for $120 off your Gobble order. This offer is not available on their home site, so don't miss out. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. When my work schedule is packed with work deadlines, in-person events, and social commitments, it's easy to let some priorities slip. Even though I know going to the gym is good for me, especially when I'm overwhelmed, it's hard to make time for it sometimes. But I would say when I'm starting to feel like my plate is too full, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. Therapy truly is so helpful for learning positive coping skills for when I get too overwhelmed and I get to build up my priorities. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's all online and designed to be the most convenient and flexible and work with your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And if you need to switch therapists, it's so easy and you can do it anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/WTJ today and get 10% off of your first month. That's betterhelp.com/WTJ. Obviously, now we have like a lot more experience when it comes to living here in many different ways.
We do. That's very true.
And we are also moving apartments.
We are. We are moving to
Brooklyn. Brooklyn in the house.
We haven't said this on the Wednesday episode, okay? Patreon gets the exclusive.
Yes.
Ooh, such big news, right?
Ooh, nobody really cares that much.
Yeah. We will be in Brooklyn, New York City.
Which Brooklyn is actually huge.
Yes.
We're obviously not going to tell you where in Brooklyn for privacy reasons.
I mean, we can hang out.
Just like really give everybody like our new address. So obviously we're very excited about that. We're going to figure out our podcast setup, even though it's going to be pretty similar. But we also are excited because this new apartment is obviously bigger than the current one.
This that's new, kind of the point you guys, of moving. This new apartment is huge.
Okay, it's not huge. Oh, our Seattle apartment was bigger than this apartment that we're moving in now. But I like it because it's more modern.
I don't think so.
It's a great area. Anyways, we're going to have a nice podcast setup and we're super, super excited. And I know that some of you who have been along the journey for a while know that we moved a lot ever since we've never lived in a place together for more than 1 year. Actually, no, the last Seattle apartment, I think we lived there for like a year and 2 months or something.
Ooh, such a big difference.
But still, I'm just saying that we just move a lot, especially because I'm a content creator. I make a lot of my content around my apartment.
So every year we need a new apartment so she can get like...
No, but it's also like you need a change of environment to like inspire you, to get you excited, to like make the same... We don't just live in our apartment. We work in our apartments too, like to the next level.
That's very true. But the next apartment, I hope that we won't have to move out of there within like the first 12 months.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Ideally, we will be there for like 2 years. I'm thinking
three.
No, I'm thinking that if anything, we'll just move into like a different, better unit in the same building.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. Like, because, you know, now it's a one bedroom and then maybe a year from now we'll be able to afford like a two bedroom, or maybe it's like still one bedroom but slightly bigger, or it has like more windows or better light or something, you know.
Yeah.
That would be ideal, actually. Yeah, I'm not trying to move like to a whole other thing.
Because the location is so perfect. I don't care if we move three times in the same building.
Facts. So let's get into some of your questions about living in New York.
I want to start with a Patreon question that we got, because you should definitely get priority, and I appreciate you sending this message. All right. How did you guys pick your neighborhood? Okay, so we're going to answer each one of those, okay? I appreciate it. She was like the first one to...
Well, I mean, technically, we still live in our neighborhood when this goes live. So like, how do we talk about...
Well, how did we pick the neighborhood that we're moving... Well, I mean,
it doesn't... Well, we can be vague.
We can be vague, but like, it doesn't have to be specific. We can just say that we want it to be somewhere where there's a lot of shit going down. You know, we just wanted to go somewhere to where it was popping, all right?
Yeah, we wanted to be in a place that feels very New York City, in the sense that it has like the brownstone-y...
New York charm. Go ahead and say it. New York
charm, yes. It's not like super high buildings. It's not like the financial district with like skyscrapers or anything. There's a lot of small businesses. There's a lot condensed in one space, mm-hmm. in one area, in the sense that you have like at the bottom of all the apartment buildings that aren't that tall anyways, there are businesses, whether it's a restaurant, whether it's a convenience store, a bodega, like a clothing store, a boutique, mm-hmm. a thrift store, coffee shop. Like the bottom, when you're walking, is filled with a bunch of those things. And yes. It's a variety. You literally have everything that I just listed.
And we love that.
Yeah. We really wanted to prioritize that.
Yes.
We wanted to prioritize, obviously, subway lines.
But also safety.
Oh, and also safety.
Because you can have all of those things. Those are the three things that I have in mind when we pick a neighborhood. And then you can tell what you think about a neighborhood, right?
Yeah.
First of all, I'm thinking about safety. Not necessarily for me, and not to say, oh, I'm Superman, right? But just because for Alia, like I want us to be able to go outside without worrying about what's going to happen. Is this safe or not, right?
Also, it's normal for me to be outside without you.
Exactly.
And know that like I'm good.
Exactly.
And I'm not walking around like some sketchy neighborhood.
Exactly. Where
there's like no one on the street. Because that was a thing that... The funny thing is I feel the safest when I'm around a lot of people. Like if I'm on a street where it's like busy and there's people around, I have no problem walking around at nighttime because there's always people there.
You know what I heard when we first moved to New York City and we were in this neighborhood and I saw like girls walking around at nighttime late by themselves taking the subway? I'm like, damn, you're here by yourself? But it's fucked up. It's fucked up to even think that.
Yeah.
But it's such a contrast because in Seattle, that doesn't really happen. Because
people aren't really on the street like that.
Yeah.
So if you're walking by yourself, you are by yourself.
Exactly. In Seattle, like if you walk by yourself on a long ass street and it's dark out and it's midnight, you're by yourself. This is like...
Yeah.
You're looking behind you every 2 seconds.
Yeah, I used to do that. If I like parked the car kind of far and then I had to walk, sometimes I would call you to like come to the car so then we can walk together.
Yeah.
So those were some priorities.
Yeah.
And then obviously being close to subway lines, several of them, you don't want to depend on just one, ideally.
Exactly. And then another one is...
And walkability, like being close to other neighborhoods.
Walkability, yes. From where we are right now, we can walk anywhere and within 15 minutes, we can reach like five different areas of the city.
Exactly.
And we can say... No, it's okay. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, we can say... Say that we are in downtown Manhattan.
Yeah, we are in Lower Manhattan.
Yeah, we're in downtown Lower Manhattan. So
we didn't want to be in Times Square. Although I will say, when I was a kid growing up, I wanted to live in Times Square like no other. Yeah, I wanted to live like right there. Like I wanted to look at the window and see a billboard.
I mean, we do have that here because billboards are everywhere.
No, but I mean like the big electronic. Like the
electronic one. Yeah, that's a lot. That's
which
a lot.
Also like those lights never turn off.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's crazy.
Okay, next.
All right. Did you pick it out before you started looking at apartments?
Oh, absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
When because we were looking at apartments.
When you're looking for an apartment, you just want to find shit, first of all.
We did want to be in Lower Manhattan. We weren't really looking on Upper East or West Side or Midtown.
Yes, yes. You got to know what neighborhood you want to be in and then see what's available. And then you can look, is it safe? Does it have... Wash and dryer.
But the thing is, like, you don't really know what's, like, safe
or until you go somewhere. There.
Because also, all of these areas, like, the neighborhoods on how everything is broken down, you have, like, the East Village, the Lower East Side,
okay.
Soho, West Village, Chelsea, like all these different places, they, some are smaller than others and they can cover quite a bit of ground. And one area of the Lower East Side can be a specific type of way. And then a different area of the Lower East Side can be very different. But on a listing, very different. Yeah. If you are a newcomer and you have no idea what area is kind of like what and what street is like what, if you just find a listing online of an apartment and it just says Lower East Side, it could be super east, close to the water,
which is where you
may don't want to be.
I mean, if you live there, listen, this is
it's just not that safe, you know. Yeah, it's like it's not that safe. But then if you are more on like the west side, closer to the middle of the city, then you're way more well connected, it's safer, there's a lot more like people hanging outside, you can walk around, like just different. But like there's no way to really know that until you actually go to those areas, because you're looking at different apartments. Same thing when we're just looking at apartments for Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
It was the same thing.
You can just tell, like when you're walking outside and you can just look around and be like, I can live here, I feel comfortable walking.
Yeah.
Like, it's just that feeling. You can
immediately tell.
Yeah, you can immediately tell.
When you're walking over to see an apartment and you're like, damn, nah. Like, before you even see how the apartment looks,
you don't even want it.
You just know that I'm not living here.
Yeah, you just want to cancel. Like, actually, I can't make it.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Okay, same person. There was another question that was, let's see, where am I? Okay, besides rent, what is the cost of living compared to Seattle? Are you paying the same amount for groceries, electricity?
I feel like electricity is kind of the same.
Groceries, absolutely not. The groceries here are insane. I mean, well, I feel like...
I mean...
Other than Whole Foods.
I mean, I was trying to think, like, where do we go grocery shopping in Seattle? Trader Joe's.
We never really went to Whole Foods in Seattle that much, because Whole Foods in Seattle is like more, this like the more expensive thing.
Yeah, Whole Foods is like the Air One.
Yeah.
In Seattle.
Whole Foods here is like one of the cheapest ones.
Whole Foods is like the like deals. It's like, oh, we got to go to Whole Foods to get the expensive items.
Where?
Here.
Expensive items?
Yeah, like if we want to get like meat, eggs, stuff like that. It's like, I'm not going to get it at the like little bodega over here because it's going to cost twice the price.
Or like,
I'm going to get it for a good deal
at
Whole Foods.
Yeah. In Seattle, I just remember like when I think about Whole Foods, I'm like, yo, why you go to Whole Foods? That shit is...
Yes.
Like, that shit is expensive. You choose to
buy expensive. Yes, like in Seattle, you have like other super big department stores or like big grocery stores that also have like clothes section and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So in terms of like cost of living, the rent is really what takes it up a notch. But then also just like the way you live in New York, because you don't have a car and because you're constantly walking everywhere.
Wait, there's there?
Here.
Oh, here. Yeah.
There's that much more opportunity to just spend money.
You go outside in New York City and if you're like a loose buyer, like if you see something, you just buy shit.
But it doesn't even have to be like an object or clothes or something. Like it's simply like I'm walking somewhere. So I'm like, oh, let me grab a juice on the way somewhere.
Yeah. Someone might have a stand with some nice like...
Rings.
Yeah.
Oh, found a ring. Cool. Get that. Find a random bookstore. Oh, let me pop in. See what's there. And so much like it's like on the way.
Remember when we first moved here and then we saw this little boutique area and it had like, it was this guy selling handmade bracelets.
Oh yeah.
And that bracelet was so nice, but it was $200 that I did not intend to spend that day, which I didn't.
Yep.
But I was really close to doing it.
Yep.
And that was me leaving the house to do some random, like I didn't even think about spending money.
Yep. Just going on a walk.
And there you are, just buying some shit for $200 because it's so nice.
And that was me too the other day when I bought two pairs of shoes for no reason.
I hate when that happens. It's like, if I wasn't on this street, I wouldn't have spent that money.
That's right.
Okay. That's right. Let's see. In Manhattan, is it worth it? Or do you guys wish you moved to a different borough?
That's a very good question, especially right now, since technically we are moving from Manhattan to Brooklyn. I would say,
is it worth it?
Because we are just now, like we are done looking at apartments because we found ours, we signed our lease, we're all good. But we looked at both like some Manhattan ones currently, most recently, like the last week. We looked at both Manhattan and Brooklyn.
What's the answer?
The answer is it's Manhattan is not worth it.
It is not
like the amount of money you have to make in this little island, Manhattan, I'm talking about, to live in a way that you deserve.
And want.
Where it doesn't feel like you're sacrificing just about everything. And everything is the most inconvenient. Like, no washer or dryer, no dishwasher, the weirdest freaking layout of the apartment.
Oh my God.
The room is small, no storage, it's dirty, it's old.
What's dirty?
Just the apartment. It's like grimy. And for that to still cost an audacious amount is wild.
Yeah.
But then you go to Brooklyn, various areas, of course, and not to say that Brooklyn's cheap, but obviously the deeper you go, the cheaper it's going to get.
The thing is, it may be the same price, but you get so much more.
So technically, it's not the same price.
What do you mean?
Because it's a different apartment.
No, but let's say an apartment here is $4,000.
A one-bedroom apartment here
is $4,000. One bedroom in Brooklyn is $4,000, right?
Yes.
But then that apartment is way nicer than the $4,000 you're paying in Manhattan. And and it's smaller too.
Yes.
Okay. So
and
same price.
There's no elevator and no amenities.
Yeah.
And probably sometimes, no washer and dryer.
And in this apartment, we didn't even have a doorbell. Like a doorbell downstairs.
Like if we get a package,
one of us has to be home.
We gotta be home so that they can call us so that we can go down a couple flights of stairs and open the door for them. And then it's crazy.
Sometimes the delivery guy would call my phone and because I leave my phone number downstairs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, but he calls for like a different, just to get in the building. So he would just call.
Because nobody has a buzzer.
Yeah. So he would just call any number that's like put on the door, with a sticky note. Hey, I have a delivery for you. And then the first thing I say, what apartment? If it's not our number, I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm not home. Because they would ask you to come down and get in the building. They asked me that before. Oh,
yeah.
This is actually for apartment number 8, but can you just come downstairs and I'm not home, sir.
It's just the fact that we live in such a popular and quite expensive area. And for the building to not have a buzzing system, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And then they have the audacity to increase the rent.
Yeah,
for what?
So I think to us, Manhattan wasn't worth it because we just need more space. And also, we got it out of our system. You know, first year we got to Manhattan. We had to do it because we would have never left anywhere else, like Brooklyn, if we went there.
You don't really go from Brooklyn to Manhattan. It's kind of like the other way around. And also, we just wanted to experience, if we went to Brooklyn straight away, our experience for the first year would have been very different. Not necessarily that it would have been bad.
Yeah.
But I got to know downtown so well.
So well, right?
Because I was here and I was able to walk around everywhere.
It's nice to know now.
And learn. Yeah, exactly. Now I really know. When my sister was visiting, I literally know everywhere to go. I barely use the GPS.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah.
And then finally, any advice? My husband and I and our dog are considering moving across country to NYC next year.
Mm.
I would say